Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, but it really should be Mary in LA. Welcome, Mary. How does it feel to be here?
You know, this place is pretty weird.
So yesterday was Pride. We're coming to you Monday night before our big See You Next Tuesday tomorrow. And the service was so bad at Pride yesterday that Mary would text me and I'd get it like 3 hours later. Like, we just never connected on meeting up at Pride. But I just...
I don't know about that. I think Courtney was actively avoiding me.
No, I swear. I mean, I was
think
tired.
She was. No, she was scared of Summer Mary. She wasn't replying to my text message. No, she blamed it on service.
No, they were coming. They were coming in. Just, I swear. But at one point, I just get... LA's really weird. And I'm like, it's Pride, Mary. Everybody's like dressed up. She's like, no. Like, people are trying too hard. I'm at a place that there's no Pride people. It's too much.
Well, also, yesterday I was coming off a bachelorette party. So I was like, I'm not going to drink. I'm going to go out with my friend Joey for a little bit. 10 drinks later. But also, my allergies were so bad here that yesterday my eyes were watering the entire day. I looked like a crazy person. I blamed it on the allergies, right. But
wait, also you're burying the lead because with Pride, you met someone important yesterday.
Oh my God. The crowds were just insane.
Insane.
We looked at Sir, but then I was like, let's go to Pump. So,
you had to wait for Sir for tomorrow night.
Right, right.
Right.
So this insane line for Pump, luckily we knew someone in the line and just cut everyone. And I walk in and my friend's like, there's Logan. I was like, I'm not going to say hi to him.
If you need a reminder, because he was such a non-motherfucking entity this season, Logan would be part of the cum carpet. Of James Kennedy's cum carpet. Okay.
And then, is he gay? Or I can't remember.
Yes, he's gay. But, at one point, he, showed up to something with, a girlfriend. It's very, really confusing. LA is really fluid.
Yeah. So then, of course, I had a couple drinks, and then I went up to him. He's like, I'm Mary from Two Judgy Girls. And he's like, oh my gosh, I love you. I think I've met you before. I'm like, you met the other person.
Also,
you look completely different.
I don't think I've met him.
Oh.
No, I didn't meet him. We were at EP and LP at the same time, and after the fact, and he was like, don't you want to post something about me on your page, DMing me? And I was like, no.
Oh, that's very interesting. So he thinks we've met.
Well, as a celebrity, when you're a ZZZ-list celebrity, you just don't know who you're meeting.
Because who you meet.
You have so many people you're meeting on a daily basis, signing autographs, kissing babies' foreheads. It's a tough
it's a hard life.
Yeah.
It's a hard life. Uh-huh. So then I was like, oh, hey, bye. Really short. He's like, let's take a photo. I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, she really didn't show me the photo until she was texting with me and Danny Pellegrino today. And just this photo pops up. I'm like, Mary, you didn't even tell me this happened yesterday.
Because it was such a non thing. And he's like, oh, well, you can stay here with me and drink for free. And I was like, no.
And this was at, this was, 5 or 6 or something. He's like, oh, the cast is all coming, though. The cast is all coming. The cast had already drank and was, in bed by
that
point.
They weren't coming.
No.
They weren't coming. I was like, I have to go. Bye. I don't know you.
But speaking of which, and those probably most of you are going to listen to this on Tuesday. So tonight, if you're listening on Tuesday, it's finally our jury meetup. So if you are listening and you are in the LA area, please come hang out with us. We're going to Sir. Danny Pellegrino is going to join us. So if you're a big fan of his podcast of Everything Iconic, he will be there too. And we're just going to go to Sir and we're going to have some drinks and we're going to have a good time.
Agreed. Agreed.
So please, please come join us. It'll be really fun. We'll dance the night away with Pomptainees and Cosmopolitans.
It's going to be a blast. And we can talk about the new OC trailer that came out today.
Yes. So, okay. Here's what I gathered from it. Vicky has a new face. Tamara's still annoying. Shannon cries a lot. Kelly is going to get fucked up. And they all fall.
They all fall. I thought it was really... People's reactions to Vicky's new face today were... insane. And I'm like, wait, you guys, she already did this before.
Yeah.
She's doing a facelift on camera. That's what I assume what she does on camera, because we see it and Steve goes, this is the least you've talked in months.
There's this meme going around that's like, I don't need to save face. I'll just get a new one.
But I mean, that whole season where she looked so...
Oh, yeah. The first
chin
implant.
She was still swollen. Yeah. She was still swollen. And she even... does some behind the scenes stuff and is like, I don't know what I was thinking. They started filming and I looked like shit because I hadn't recovered from my surgery. She's so open. I mean, she's, what do you guys want? I don't know. Yeah. I was kind of annoyed of it today. I'm like,
yeah,
she's literally getting a facelift on camera.
I think
she looks good.
I also felt bad because she had to turn off commenting on her photo. And I'm like, people are probably just trolling her. And listen, as a troll myself, I get
what
it.
What color hair would you have as a troll?
I think it would be the hot pink, hot blue, neon blue purple, that mixture. I think I would have I'd be multi-highlighted.
Okay.
What about you?
Green.
You answered that so fast, you thought about this before.
Green.
Okay.
Mary Catherine Mahoney, I'd be the Irish troll.
But yeah, I just I kind of felt bad because she even said she's it's bad Photoshop, but I'm but she looks good. I don't hate it.
I'm I mean, people need to stop talking about her.
Yeah.
Leave Vicky alone.
It's like the new leave Britney alone.
But then I also think Tamara way overstepping her boundaries and be like, Steve, you need to marry her now. And he seems like such a...
What's his end goal? Like, I honestly don't... Like, do you think he really likes Vicky?
Yes. He stayed with her for so long, and he's so good to the grandkids. He's a good guy.
But why is he with Vicky then?
Don was a good guy, too.
Yeah, but, like, Vicky used to be good, and then she was, like, she had her fame.
She's got caught up in the fame.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's just a Midwest gal at the end of the day.
Living her life in the OC.
Yeah.
Okay. So, before, like, Kelly Dodd, though, she has a new boyfriend.
Right. He's a real estate agent from Sacramento. His name
is like Alex or something, or Alejandro, which is Alex in Spanish. I'm not really sure.
I mean, it's like the same thing.
Yeah. But I think like she said he's going to be in this new season. He looks much younger.
And well, she's like, isn't she less than 40?
No, I think she's like 42.
Oh, okay.
I'll look it up. But I think like, go Kelly, but her and Vicky, they get in a fight because Vicky double dates
with Michael.
What do you think about that?
I would go on a date with Michael myself.
Well, yeah. Kelly's 42, by the way.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah, I just...
That's always hard when someone breaks up and you're friends with both of them.
But was Vicky really friends with Michael?
No.
The answer is no.
Well, we got a good storyline this season. And then... Single Shannon going on blind dates.
She's like, oh, do you like lemons? Oh, let's put them in a bowl.
Tito's.
Yeah, she's like, do you like Tito's? Oh, remember when she, like her first season when she was going to have sex with her husband, she had to like down the shots of Tito's.
Never forget. Like, never forget. She hadn't slept with him in years. And we're like, oh, this divorce came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
No.
I still, though, my favorite Shannon David was when she pretended to die and he had to lay next to her graves. And the gravesite.
The graves, yeah.
It's just like. R.I.P. Literally.
Ooh.
Okay. We also, the biggest news that happened.
Ugh. I mean.
And I'm going to call bullshit on this.
We're talking about Brittany and Jax getting engaged.
Yes. Months ago. And you and I'm sorry, we called this shit. That was all done for the new season. They were already engaged.
What was the other diamond ring she was wearing before?
Well, first off, I think that is definitely a cubic zirconia.
That's what people are saying.
Because Jax has been spending all of his money on pasta and jobs.
He also got a new Jeep. But these people just go... These people are in credit card debt. And
yeah, they're not saving money.
Massive loans. They don't... They still rent.
Yeah.
They still rent.
Yeah.
So I do too.
I mean, I do too, but I'm also not on a reality show getting paid money. In fact, I'm not getting paid anything to do this.
Yeah. My number one thing, if I ever came into money, would... to invest in real estate in some capacity.
And I would hire Steve Gold as my real estate agent.
He's on tonight.
Yes, the new season of Million Dollar Listing starts. And
with Rebel Wilson.
Oh, is she on it?
Yeah.
We're going to watch it later.
Frederick's her
real estate agent.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm happy for more.
Let's go back to the proposal. Yes. It's at a restaurant in Malibu.
Neptune's Net,
mm-hmm.
Which overlooks the water. It's nice. But she was like, she posted on Snapchat. She's like, hey, y'all. And... By the way, this is just a picture, but I'm just imagining what she was saying. She's like, hey, y'all, it's me and Jax, and it's date night, and, like, we're both wearing white, but, like, I don't even know what's going to happen, because I just, like, happen to like white, and, like, I went and I got my hair did before this, just because it's, like, a regular date night, and, like, that's just what you do on a date night. You, like, put, like, 12 braids in your hair, and, like, but it's just date night.
Right, but I do like that this is the beginning of filming, and mm-hmm. I like that they get engaged at the beginning. Like, I'm going to predict this is going to come out episode 3 or 2 even.
I think that was, like, literally the first day, though. But there has to be something, because the way that Vanderpump likes to roll now is that they start with something. Like, the last season was Jax and Faith, and then we had to kind of, like, unravel. It was, like, a murder mystery, but, like, who did Jax fuck?
Which was brilliant.
It's like, who did Jax fuck this season? He's like, no, like, I got you a ring. Yeah, I just think, like, and then they had, like, a surprise party when they got back, and, like, oh, but the cameras were there. And I'm just like, you know, I don't want you to have a wedding spinoff. Like, I don't need... 6 episodes of Brittany and her, you know, frosted pink lipped mom and like the whole family. I don't need it. I don't need Jax to like be like, I have cold feet. Oh God.
Oh, he's totally going to have cold feet.
He's going to run away for like 3 days, but really he's just going to be like on a bender in Miami. Hooking up with John. Thing.
Jax Taylor starring in
the Runaway Bride. Runaway Bride. He's not even the groom because you know he's going to be a groomzilla. So he's just like, Jax, the bridezilla. And Brittany's like, no, all I want is a bear cheese fountain. And then like Raquel's and there.
Wait. I guarantee they will have Hooters buffalo wings.
Okay, Hooters literally.
I don't know if it'll be at the wedding. Definitely the
bachelor or bachelorette.
No. Like rehearsal dinner.
Oh. Rehearsal dinner. You're at calling Hooters. Yes, you are calling it right now, and let's 100%.
Start, like, a betting, like the royal wedding, like bets. We're starting Jax
and Brittany are for sure going to Hooters. That's like Hooters literally congratulated them on their Instagram post. Like, congrats, you guys are make a great couple. But okay, how much are we going to see Sheena kissing her ass to be a bridesmaid?
Oh, see, Brittany's so nice, she'll give it to her, too.
So do you think all the girls will be bridesmaids? We got, what, Stassi, Kristen, Katie, Sheena, Ariana, Lala.
Plus her sister. Probably her mom would be the maid of honor.
Like, matron of honor. Yeah. She's like, I'm here, Brittany. I got us all matching lip gloss.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be at the Kentucky Castle or whatever that place is called.
Yeah.
And, yes, rehearsal dinner at Hooters. And then Sheena's like, oh my God, do you like want me to sing Good as Gold? And then like James is just trying to get like Raquel in there. And she's like, hey, Brittany, like I could do it because I have one eye. My other one's a glass eye and it reflects really nicely in photos. Tomorrow.
I'm like going to die. I'm nervous to see these people in real life.
Yeah. First off, I just want to say, too, if people are coming, like, we're not going there to troll people. Like, we're going there to have a great night out. And so it's like when people are like, oh, I hope you talk shit to Sheena's face. It's like, I literally hope I don't see Sheena's face. First off, I can't even recognize it now because it's so filled up with Botox and bullshit and, like, probably, like, Mike Shay and Rob and the Spot Me a Gram guy and Robbie. Like, there's just, you know, Ronnie from Jersey Shore. There's a lot happening there. I hope we don't see her there. But if we do, I'm not going to say anything to her. But I do hope she calls me a fucking asshole so that
I will pretend like I'm not a part of this.
Yeah. Like, literally, I will be looking for the wine in the bathroom.
If I do see Stassi, that could maybe complete my week.
Oh, and wow.
Maybe I should bring a broomstick. Like an honorary witch.
It just seems like a really big accessory to bring with you. But sure. Mary will have props. She's going to come in like hocus pocus over here. And I'm going to be actively avoiding Sheena. Whatever.
Okay. And then in other big news this week, Thomas will not be at the reunion.
Fuck yeah. But Ashley will be.
So I've read...
Do you read those blind items?
We need
blind
to read. Should we just read the blind item?
Yeah. Well, let's just discuss for a second.
What's going to come out of the reunion is that
Well, it happened Ashley, in the last episode, apparently.
That Ashley is a call girl. That's how she knows Landon. That's how Landon was introduced to her first husband, who is Stacey Dash's ex-husband.
Which we've been, from Clueless. We've also been saying this, that like... allegedly she's been a call girl since the beginning. So.
Also, she's not an RN, by the way. She's an LV.
I don't even know what that means.
RN's like a little bit higher. So, I believe it's called LVN.
Okay.
It's just not as high as a RN.
Okay.
And I feel like it's like a different. It's like,
well, you know,
you know, there's like the dentist, like the cleaner at the dentist, and then there's the hygienist, and then there's the dentist.
Okay.
So it's like doctor, nurse, like maybe whatever.
I think it's also like that Kim Zolciak did that too. Which, speaking of Kim Zolciak, did you enjoy her new jam that you posted today?
I did a great rendition of that, I thought.
You really did. Okay. Okay. So let's read the blind item here. So this is on Tamara Tattles. And so that's not it. Okay, hold on. Sorry. I'm trying to find it.
Okay, then the other part, summarize it.
Yeah.
So, and that also, because they tried to get We Love Pat Aschel lady to date Thomas, and just basically has a, literally, Ashley has done so much research on Thomas himself in his own computer, in his phone. She won't break up with Thomas. She's blackmailing Thomas.
Yeah.
To not break up with
him. But you know what? I don't feel bad for him. Okay, so let me read it for you here. Okay. On The Bachelor, which I watch privately and don't recap because there's a very accurate spoiler site, blah, 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 blah. Okay. But they're basically saying not here for the right reasons. They're usually girls trying to get camera time by any means necessary. Well, on a certain reality show, there is one evil bitch that is worse than anything we have ever seen. Ever. She has literally hooked her way onto the show by way of another abhorrent creature we recently got rid of.
That's the dolphin.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that was Thomas. No, that's Good. Okay. It's been a long day for me. Okay. In an odd turn of events, I totally warned the male in this story about the female in this story very, very early on when she was trying to sell stories to the sites that pay for the dirt. He was polite but didn't really believe me, so I just bowed out to watch nature take its course. Now I'm finding out that she has been constantly digging up the dirt on her quote-unquote beloved. She has gone through his phone, she has gone through his computer, and she has a lot of information to share. She has attacked a woman relentlessly who politely declined to play the role she is currently playing, which is at We Love Pat Al Show, which is Luzanne. She's psychotic. Here are just a few things she has equally despicable quote-unquote mark. One, very early on, his sisters tried to pay him to send this female to where she came from and try to get the female who declined the opportunity to reconsider. That was never a possibility, but the sisters didn't have the full story. Have we ever seen Thomas's sisters? No. Mm-mm. So that's interesting. But,
and I just do remember he has the brother with Down syndrome.
Thank you for that fun fact. Okay, two. She was particularly incensed about his will. She was not happy with the beneficiaries. So I wonder if that means, like, Catherine, maybe? Because Catherine probably gets money in order to take care of the kids if something happens to him because Thomas is 95 years old. I wonder if that's something.
How does she have access to his will? I will say that I think Thomas has been very respectful of Catherine this season.
I will say this past episode he has been, but otherwise he's, first off, we'll get into that when we talk about the episode. Okay, three, some sort of lesbian sex tape with toys. I presume he was on camera, but my source was not clear about that. Okay, so what I heard was that he was having like an orgy basically and he was getting pegged. So like somebody put a strap on and was like butt fucking him. Okay. So that's what I've heard is that's what's on the sex tape that he doesn't want to get out. Okay. Which, do I need to watch it?
Oh, no.
Thank you. Whoa.
No. Whoa. That's hard. No.
Wow. I just went, whoa. Okay, but if anybody else wants to do some research, you just let us know. Okay, four. She was also pissed about him asking people via email about her call girl reputation. She was not working and living with her mother at the time they were introduced. But, like, when they say she wasn't working, like, she had the night off? Like, what is, like... It's just very interesting. Okay. There is a lot more. He is terrified. He's tried on multiple occasions to break up with her, but she is threatening to sell stories. Oddly, that is the very thing I warned him about months and months ago. At least I tried. And honestly, knowing what I know now that I didn't know then, I'm hoping these two drag each other to death. Neither one of them need to be breathing our air unless it is behind bars. At least we know that neither of them will be on our TV again unless it's on the news about their court cases. See you next Tuesday has a significant meaning for this blind because she will be speaking unsupervised next Tuesday. And she's a loose cannon. Expect bizarre social media posts from him on Tuesday as well and more from me as soon as I get the tea.
So, well, I mean, first of all,
The reunion, they're taping the reunion on Tuesday.
Right. Anyone that you let paint your toenails
and brush your hair with a Dorix,
like, there's so many no's here. Like, everyone else is going out and sailing and fishing and doing all these fun things, and you stay home and get your toenails painted.
But do you think he did that for damage control?
Well, Ashley's the boss. So that's why.
This episode, last episode, like, made me fall for Shep. More on that later. But it's just, like, when all these people are telling you something bad about somebody and you choose to believe, and then all of a sudden it turns out that they're right, it's, like, Yeah, I told you so.
Right.
I don't want to say she told you so, but I told you so.
She's legitimately not going to leave. And I also think, like, there's no amount of money. Like, she's a different kind of crazy.
Well, so we also got a source DM'd us and said that Thomas actually has a new girlfriend who's younger than Catherine. But because of this whole Ashley debacle, like, everything's, like, really secret. So they have, like, sleepovers and everything, but they don't go out together because he's, like, afraid of what Ashley's going to do. So basically, Thomas has moved on. Somebody still finds him attractive or his wallet attractive.
Yeah.
And so he has a younger girlfriend, younger than Catherine. So basically, Ashley is holding on to this.
I feel like if Catherine said, let's get back together, he would jump on it.
I think he's always been in love with Catherine, yeah. But so they had their custody agreement, their custody hearing last week too. And let's just say nobody knows what happened in it, but Catherine did post a gorgeous photo of herself and said, what is a queen without her king? And she's like, and it says something like historically more successful or something. And I'm like, you know what? I'm so proud of you, Catherine.
She has done not even a 180, a 360.
She's done like a 560 or a 520.
Actually, so in her new recent Instagram, she really looks like Lindsay Lohan to me. She has the full red hair back. You mean the blonde's like, gone. I don't know if I like her hair this season or not. I love the cut. It's too grown out.
It's not because the reason is that her blonde needs a red tint to it and it doesn't have that. Mm. So it's just very, but that's okay. We all make mistakes.
Wait, you guys know that Courtney went to beauty school, right?
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting fact. After San Diego State, Courtney went to beauty school.
Yes, I
just
did.
Just a fun fact.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm out of that industry and I work in tech. So whatever. Sometimes it takes a while to find yourself. But, I mean, we've all had crazy hair colors. At one point, I was, like, really into Christina Aguilera's dirty phase when she had the bleach on top and the black on the bottom. And I literally got let go from a job because of my hair. Because
it was so bad.
It was so bad. It lasted a whole 2 days until I had to go back into the salon and have somebody fix it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, listen, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know who else has made a mistake? Scott Disick.
Oh, yeah. He cheated on
Sophia Richie at Kanye's listening party in Wyoming. I have a theory about Scott.
She already took him back, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it's like 19, young, dumb, full of cum. Like, I just, Sophia, come on. Like, Lionel's not a fan.
I know.
Lionel wants her to get the fuck out, or get him to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But
she's not even 21.
She's not even 20.
Yeah, she's
like, wow. Here's my theory though on Scott. Like, Scott's gonna die of an overdose. He parties too hard.
Yeah.
He lives like this, like, drastic life.
He has a lot of demons.
So many. I feel horrible for him, but
he's an orphan.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I honestly think, like, Courtney probably looks at him now as just like a little brother. Like, she, like, Rob and Scott are just like in that same groove of like drinking the scissor.
The what?
Scissor. That was like what they said, like Rob Kardashian was drinking, like the cough syrup and like Sprite or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It gets you fucked up. Yeah. But so that's like.
It sounds like we have an evening activity tonight.
This is why Summer Mary cannot come hang out with me. Like, I actually just got chills. Like, I
would never drink that.
Unless someone gave it to you and said, I dare you. And then you would be like,
no.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe after a few beers.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a good thing about Kardashians. Also, you have to watch the Kardashian Family Feud.
It comes out today.
No, yesterday it came out, I think. Okay. But yes, just check it out because it's the West's.
Like, why? Like,
Kanye's so excited for it. He loves it.
Why would they do this?
But why the hell is Food God there? God, I hate him so much. Like, how did he snake his way on there? And then MJ and Chris had to share a spot. Because Food God.
So sweet.
Yeah, but Food God had to be on the team. You know, he probably was like, you can't do this without me. Like, no, you're not kicking me out for MJ. Like, I've got it. I'm going to eat 24 karat
gold
wings.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Yeah.
But Kim did really great work, and she got the whole reason that she went to Trump, it all came to fruition, and she got what she wanted. She got that lady pardoned.
Which is crazy.
And now it's like.
But I mean, it was a nonviolent crime, and.
I'm just, you know, it's like
an interesting example.
Kim can get a lot done, and so now we need to get her to do other stuff.
What would you want her to do?
You know, I mean, there was a Legally Blonde 3 announced, and then maybe Elle Woods and Kim Kardashian can team up to take over the world. You know, you have to
get... I'd watch.
I have to say, we had this at work today. We had this special guest, and she was talking about... she's talking about, like, women empowerment, women being, you know, equal to men and all this stuff. And she said, you know, nowadays, girls want to be Kim Kardashian. And it was, like, met with this, like, negative standard. I'm like, you know what? Kim, granted, she got famous by a sex tape, but she's a businesswoman. Like, she gets shit done. She, like, I would be Kim Kardashian. She's, like, she's a billionaire, basically. Like, yeah. Good she's on her. She's
a savvy business girl.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing.
No talent.
I think she actually has a lot of talent.
Oh, I think she actually has no talent.
Okay.
And she's narcissistic. Herself. Okay. But I think when she goes to these meetings, she's polite. She's to the point. She respects people's time.
Okay.
In that respect.
Is that a talent?
I think it's called, like...
business acumen?
Like she's punctuality? Being a nice human.
Well, whatever she's doing, she's doing something right.
Yeah.
So I'm into it. Okay. And also this weekend. So I have to say, we had somebody who DM'd us like a week or so ago, and they said, I have this theory. I have this theory that Teresa has been working out a lot because she's going to have a storyline a la Tamra with a fitness competition.
That person was right.
Lo and behold, Teresa and her tan little bod competed in a fitness event.
Her and Dolores' son were both in the competition Frankie over the weekend together, yes.
Oh, wow. Did Teresa win? I didn't look into it.
I'm not into fitness competitions, personally.
No, and it's like, Teresa had a belly button and Tamra didn't, so I was like a little bit more invested in Tamra's.
Tamra also, it's called a tummy tuck. That's why her belly button is gone.
Sure. I don't care enough to know why it's not there, but...
That's the real truth.
But it's like, okay, when your show is going to the depths that you're literally doing a fitness competition, it's like, kill the franchise. We're not going anywhere with this franchise. Kill it.
It will be interesting, too. I feel like Marge is not going to fit into this season and how she's going to deal with her...
her finances.
Yeah, how she's going to talk about her finances
and the foreclosure. It's like, we don't want to see your sad, pathetic lives. We want the good stuff. Give us money.
Bring back Heather DeBro.
Heather DeBro? Do you want to see that porte cachet?
Yes.
Like, we never got the fucking house.
No, we never got the house.
And it's like,
bring back the Champs. Bring back the Vouv.
Yeah, like, give us money. Give us things to aspire to. That's what we want.
Well, it'll be interesting, the new OC Housewives.
I think the one, really rich. The one Emily, she's like, we've like had talked to her before. She seems like she'll be like a fun, I think they look like they're fun additions. And I think that they need new blood in there because it's like, nobody wants to watch Vicky, Tamra, and Shannon fight again. Like nobody cares.
It will be interesting. Like who brings them in? Yeah.
It's going to be, Kelly's going to bring them in, I feel.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen. Okay. So also, I know that we're not watching, guys, Mary's having like some big issues right now.
I'm having the
pins and needles.
Yes, oh. And it's so uncomfortable.
I've been watching her do acrobats over here pretending like nothing's wrong. So like if you hear the sound she keeps going in and out, it's because she's contorting her body like the greatest showman over here. Like I don't even know. She's trying out for the new Cirque du Soleil or something.
Hard being me. It hurts. My leg is dead.
Okay. So let's... Are you okay now?
No, it still hurts.
Okay. So let's get into some of these shows because we got a lot to talk about.
Let's talk Southern Charm because we kind of a little bit started it.
Okay.
So we're still in Hilton Head.
Okay, it's been like so long since I watched this too that not since I've watched it, but just like it was Thursday, so it's like
I watched it today.
No, so. I know, but I felt like it was almost like that thing of where I'm like, are we still in Hilton Head? Like I thought we'd already left because they're, you know, they're on their way to the reunion.
Right.
Can I also say too, talking about today, like modern day, first off, Tinsley and Shep met up today
in New York.
Tinsley's younger sister went to school with Shep, is what I found out. So that's the connection there. Two, I'm kind of digging this, like, short hair, scruffy beard look he's got going on.
His beard's nice. It seems like he's getting trimmed by the right person.
Yeah, like, it's, like, cut it's nicely. Scruffy. Yeah, it's, like, got a little scruff, but it's also clean lines.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm into it. Okay.
Mature look for him.
So, on top of that, like, it just was like, I'm like, oh my god, do I have feelings? Is Austin third on my list now?
Ooh, so Craig, Shep, Austin?
Yeah, is that what's happening? Did Shep go over Craig? I don't know.
I think Austin's still my number one. But
is it the tongue?
No. I think Austin's still my numero uno.
Okay, well, I just felt like I thought Austin was kind of gaslighting Victoria, but also, like, Victoria's so fucking boring.
Okay, did you feel like when we went over to her house and he got takeout, I felt like I was kind of on, like, a bachelor date? It was pretty awkward.
like a lot of, like, silence. Well, I was just like, but what happened to the soup she was making on the previous episode? Because she was like, oh, you're coming back Thursday from Hilton Head? Like, great, I'm going to be making the soup that I really want you to try. And I'm like, wow, Victoria, really bring the romance for all of us. Like, was it a chicken noodle? Was it a chili? Was it tomato? Like,
the chicken noodle was Catherine.
Yeah.
For
like,
Shep.
Oh. See, like, what did you think of... Okay, let's back up.
So, Victoria and Austin, I thought it was really awkward. They're kind of just eating in silence. And then she's like, so, how was Hilton Head? And he's just like, well,
Yeah. He almost was just like, why don't you tell me what you want me to say so that this situation can be over?
Exactly. And she's like, well, do you think that was appropriate body language to have with Chelsea?
Did you? Okay. Now that we've
gotten
there. It
was taken out of context. If I saw that photo, yes, I would have been upset. But if you watch the footage.
It was windy. He was blocking her from the wind. But
they're always. If you have a relationship with someone, there's always going to be some
regardless
flirtation or some...
Like, you just have a connection that you have made previous. So, like, yeah, whether it's, like, innocent or not, like, there's still, like, you always have, like, love for this person that it's, like, you just kind of gravitate towards them.
Right, right.
But do you think that, like, Chelsea really wants to be with Austin because... But she just won't because he's, like, unemployed and, like, she makes her pay for things? Because it's like, Austin picked up the takeout, but did he pay with Victoria's credit card?
No, I think we got a lot more of Chelsea's story this episode about how she is a really independent woman because her mom lost everything because mm-hmm. her stepdad, quote unquote stepdad, never married her. And so the money wasn't left to the mother, and then they were screwed. Her mom had to work three jobs. That was, like, so sad. So I think Chelsea knows also, like, I think she has such a unique relationship with her own dad. Her real dad has seen her mother struggle. Like, she's just not going to settle for anything, and she'd rather be mm-hmm. by herself. I think she loves the attention from Austin. I think she sees the potential and the kind of man he could be, but he's not there yet.
Okay.
And so she's...
I mean, maybe she's my number one. Maybe she's above Craig.
She's my idol.
She that is body, so gorgeous.
Her, like, her self-respect.
Yes. She, like, the level of independence, her hair, her face, her bod, her style, like, everything about her.
Agreed.
Except for the accent. Sometimes I wonder if she can actually say words.
Chelsea.
Well, that's Cameron.
I know.
But, like.
No, that's not Cameron. That's
Chelsea. Do you get what I'm saying? Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure you understand. Chelsea. Yeah, I'm going to paint his nails. Chelsea. Yeah, I like to have sex with men for money. Chelsea.
That was pretty good. That was that Santa Barbara accent in you.
Thanks. Yeah. I've been practicing that one. Okay.
But yeah, I'm kind of over this Victoria girl already.
First off, and because we know that he's dating somebody else already.
I know, but he was like so smart about it. He's like, what do you want me to say? Like, no, I know it's not.
But
right.
I feel like he could have just said, like, I'm so, and granted, I know it's for reality, so it probably isn't like what they want some sort of drama because they want to create this love triangle for this season. But I feel like if he just said, I'm so sorry, I saw the photo, I get how it looks, I can swear to you it's not, that wasn't what happened, like, it was just snapped that way. And, like, I feel like Naomi did it on purpose.
Yeah, she's definitely a pot stirrer.
Also, Naomi's new boyfriend, she's like finally made it official and is like posting a lot right. about him.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor and he is hot. He can dance. Yeah. There's this whole like make-a-wish story that he did. And it's just like
he seems like a Naomi, really good guy.
I was like DMing her like, great job, good Naomi. For you. You know, we can have breakups and be happy for everyone.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go back.
Okay, so we still, when we were in Hilton Head, we found out that Catherine eats s'mores in bed alone at night and wakes up with chocolate all over her face. So she binge eats alone. I guess if you're not drinking. I feel
like you have to fill it with something. It's like Mike the Situation on Jersey Shore. Like, his new vice is eating.
Yeah.
So instead of reaching for the bottle, she reaches for the Hershey chocolate.
Yes.
And it's like
sometimes. Healthier habit.
Like sometimes, like when the kids probably sleep in her bed, she's like, I don't know if it's chocolate or Poo-Vac, to be honest. I don't know. But.
Or I wonder if she smokes weed.
She's got to. Or she's like on some sort of
downers. Then she gets like the munchies.
Oh, maybe. Now, was this episode, because it was like so. Was this the episode where they were having the dinner? Right? Inside with the chef? Or was that last week?
That was the last week.
Oh.
So this is like they wake up and are leaving Hilton Head. And Ashley's like, we're not leaving without your aftershave.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody said goodbye to me. Nobody said goodbye.
Okay. Yes.
And then Shep gets dropped off at his mom's house and is like, I want a dog. And she's like, no.
Now, here's like the thing is like, Shep is such a mama's boy that, like, even when they were, like, trying to set up this whole thing with him and Catherine, it's like, his mom would never accept Catherine as his choice. Like, Shep is going to, like...
Shep will never get married.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. I think Shep will have a baby with somebody and then get married. Because that's, like,
I don't think either. I think he's gonna, like...
It's gonna be an accident, though. It's not a planned baby.
He's seriously so immature. He's almost 40.
But I also feel...
And people are like, oh my gosh, you're not hungover today. Good for you.
But the weird thing is, it's almost like... The problem with... And I think this is like why the girls are so great on this season with like being like their girl gang is like everybody lets them get away with this. It's the same reason why Jax gets to do all the same shit too is because people let him get away with it. Like if you're... 38 and people are gonna let you fuck whoever you want at the bar at 4 a.m. and they're gonna do drugs with you and they're gonna get wasted with you and you literally have no responsibilities except waking up at 11 a.m. to make sure you're at filming. And even if you're not at filming, Cameron will come over to your house and find you. Like, it's acceptable because people let it be acceptable.
Right.
So like, he's actually very smart because there's like, you see him like when he's like talking to people sometimes and when he's not being condescending, like He's smart.
He's charismatic.
And he's charismatic. And, like, the whole thing with, like, he is a really sweet guy. And I hate that I've given Shep so much hate because I think relationship was such a bad look for him. Mm-hmm. But, like, this season is his redemption season. So, like, he's come back and, like, you see these shades of him where you're like, he's actually a good guy. He just does it because people let him do it.
Well, he does it because he doesn't have a real job.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. It's like he doesn't need you. That's
how I'll act this summer.
Yeah. I mean, we know. Mailbox money.
Kidding.
But it's like that mailbox money. Like, I thought he was, like, really sweet when he was, like, with his mom. Like, oh, yeah, you know, Catherine's going to take me. And, like, I just thought, like, he was, like, so sweet to her, too. He was like, I'll drive. Like, you just hop in. Like, I just need the ride back. No, he's a gentleman.
He totally knows. He knows to let the ladies go first.
Yeah.
He has manners. So I think Catherine is showing like, maybe it could work with Shep. I think she has a little twinkle in her eye for him.
Oh, you think?
I think so.
Okay.
And I mean, her driving him to the surgery, making the soup, which I also think that she went to Whole Foods and just put it in Tupperware.
It's hard.
Make chicken noodle soup is easy.
Well, some of us don't have all summer to sit with a crock pot and try different experiments.
Well... You should try it. I would never cook soup during the summer.
Okay. Well, right.
I do it after work.
Oh, okay.
but I like this idea. I think it's more producers trying to make us like give this the idea. Redemption arc but also, she could never really be with him because she doesn't drink and he loves to drink.
I also just don't think they're not a good match, but I did like, I was like, I couldn't figure out, like, after his surgery if he was, like, loopy or not, because he kind of just seemed himself, but when he, like, got in the car, he's like, the first looks free.
Yeah, no, he, just, he's like, funny. He's
I
funny.
Just, like, laughed, and I was like, oh, Shep, I like you again. Like, I'm in. Right.
And then I love, like, him and Cameron's relationship, so we kind of hear about the 12-hour labor. She only pushed for an hour.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com code TJG. allomoves.com code TJG. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have five different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
She said Palmer came out cute and like that her boobs are just insane. But I thought it was interesting she didn't choose to film the birth.
I think because her husband won't be a part of the filming that she like got an out on that, which is fine because like I don't need to see it.
Right. Remember like, when like Teresa Giudice had the fourth girl on camera and had
Adriana
like, had like full makeup after?
Yeah.
It totally. Was fantastic.
Yeah. But okay, something I wanted to talk about before.
What other babies have been born on Bravo?
Well, Megan King Edmonds just had her twins, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Hayes and Hart.
Right?
Yeah, Hayes and Hart. Yeah.
I predicted Aspen and Vail. Denver.
Denver and Vail. Yeah, to go with Aspen, totally. But yeah, but who else has given birth? Was Aspen born on camera? Jacqueline Lurita had her babies too. Right. I don't think that they did the actual birth though
on I kind of remember being
in I mean, the Kim hospital, Zolciak though. Has had like six of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe after the fact. I'm not sure.
I'm just trying to think of actual, like, in the hospital.
Okay, think about it. Because what I want to talk about is the opposite. And that is the repulsiveness of Ashley and Thomas continues when she gets him Jimmy John's and he's like, you want a drink? And I'm like, you're literally having, like, bourbon and Subway sandwiches.
Yeah.
And the way that Thomas was eating
that. And it was lunch.
Yeah. Which is, like, I have no problem having a cocktail with lunch. But, like, don't bring me Jimmy John's and then give me, like, a nice glass with I'm assuming, expensive bourbon in it to go with my $5.95 Jimmy John's sub.
They also, I thought there's something about, you know, wine with lunch or. You know, you go to Mexican food, you have a margarita, but to have like
straight up
bourbon at noon.
And
her like orange juice cocktail. Do you think it was like a screwdriver because it was like so early in the morning?
Yes, but also, did you watch her try to eat the sandwich? Go back and watch her. She literally goes to take a bite and then like somehow makes it out of her mouth without taking the bite, and then just takes a morsel of the bread at the bottom. And it's like, okay, so you...
I noticed she got the turkey sandwich.
Yeah, and then Thomas...
The number three.
And then Thomas was, like, looking at that sandwich thinking, like, how can I stick my dick in this? It looks so great. Like, I've never seen excitement like that, and I was like, God, you guys are disgusting. And when she just was, like, going in on Catherine, like, you're not a family. You're not, like... Those babies were mistakes.
You aren't a family. You never were. You were never in love. But he's.
You could tell. I think he was getting pissed, but was like on camera and was like,
you know. I think he handled that. He's like, you know what? I will always have a soft spot for Catherine. She's the mother of my children. And if you're disrespecting her, you're disrespecting my kids. And the tone in your voice needs to change. You better take mm-hmm. a sip of this and relax. And mm-hmm. if you don't mm-hmm. come back.
And I was...
I loved that. Like, they... I love that they're in the rocks next week.
Well, and then because the whole thing is, like, right, is, like, she's allegedly this call girl and, like, her... papers like aren't up until October, so it's like he's almost like wanting her to break up with him sort of deal, so that like he can like get out of this. Like the loophole is like if she breaks up with you, you don't have to pay her till October, and she's like, no, I'm getting that paycheck.
Right. Well, and then even like for the whole the Saint's birthday party,
he's turning toot toot.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of cute.
Yeah. Ashley's like reading the paper in the morning, and I was like, oh my god, you've never read a paper in your life.
Like, oh my god, you still like read the paper? Like, oh, that's so old. I'm like, I would love the paper. I love reading a newspaper.
Yeah. And then she's pretending that she doesn't feel well. It's like, no, you weren't invited to the party. You feel just fine.
Yeah, and like, cool, you don't feel well because you're still not going.
Right. And then even Thomas, I feel like he's, like, loathing her right now. And he's
yeah.
like, so do you think it was worth going after Catherine? And she's like, well, I was protecting you.
Which I feel like behind the scenes, like, they totally get fucked up, right? Like, they get, like, super high. They do all this coke, and they're just, like, egging each other on. He's like, you know, Catherine did this. And she's like, yeah. What else did Catherine do? Yeah. Like, and they just, like, egg each other on. So behind the scenes, he's told her all of this shit while he's high as fuck.
Yeah.
And so she's then bringing it all on camera, which he's probably then getting pissed. Because I think, like, part of their custody agreement is, like, you're not allowed to talk badly about the other person mm-hmm. on camera. Mm-hmm. So, like, all these things. So when Ashley's doing it, he's kind of like... you know I can't respond, and, like, right. I can't believe, like, all this stuff. So I just felt like he's gaslighting her, but she's fucking falling for it every time.
But also, he doesn't want to be with someone jealous.
No.
He has this ideal of, like, a Southern woman, and, like, a Southern woman in his ideal world. Like, mm-hmm. they don't talk back. Mm-hmm. You listen to your man. You're basically a slave.
You're seen and not heard.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then she's like, Thomas, hold my hand.
I know.
And he's like,
I don't want to hold your hand.
He's like, and you need to accept that. I'm not going to hold your hand. Yeah.
Is that a command?
Like, he's like, you do not get to control me.
Yeah.
I'm not.
They're into both that. Like, they're both battling, like, who's the boss in this relationship.
But, like, and she won't win. Yeah. She won't win because he can't accept not being the boss.
Yeah.
But what did you think? So the birthday party is like really interesting because all I'm thinking is like, who are the kids that are being invited to this? And like, whose parents are allowing these kids to come?
Right. I mean, I guess just people at the school.
Is he in school?
He's like older kids.
Like there was just like a couple of kids. Like
it was like Mackenzie's friends. And we're Kenzie's friends.
Who's?
Kenzie.
The older sister. I was like, wait, is that Austin's new girlfriend's name? I got really confused.
No, or they like just like paid some kids to show up at the party.
But it just was like, it was funny because, okay, Craig like cracked me up though because he's like, is the psycho here? It's like, good. Like, he's not about Ashley, and I love that he gives zero fucks saying it on camera. He's like, yep, I don't give a shit.
Well, he is not looking good this season.
Craig?
The vision board and...
Oh, not physically he's looking okay.
Right.
Okay.
Let's talk about the life coach.
Okay, this is what killed me was earlier in the episode, they just show a scene of him making the post, like doing the cutouts and like putting it on the poster board. And you're like, the fuck is Craig doing? Like, oh, maybe he's doing something to put over that big hole in the living room that he told Naomi is part of redecorating.
Right.
But then we find out it's actually a vision board.
Right. Well, that was his homework assignment from the life coach.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman's like, this is not integrated. This is basically sucks. Why do you have them faceless?
And he's like, because I don't see faces.
Yeah. And she's like, well, you're bullshitting yourself.
Yeah.
And you sabotage yourself and you justify and manipulate and you're a liar. And he's you just literally admitted that as well. He's
like, I'm a great liar. Yeah. And it's like, no. No.
Yeah. He's like, it comes naturally for me.
Yeah. It's like, that's not a good thing to admit, though. It's not. But, you know, whatever, Craig. Okay.
I love that she's holding him to a
She's holding standard. Him. She's pulling a Teddy, if you will. Holding him accountable.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That was basically Southern Charm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for the reunion. The thing that I'm, like, worried about, though, is it's like, okay, you know, Shep posted that thing because Ashley saw him and was frazzled. And, you know, he posted that Insta story about, like, be nice. Like, it's just TV. And people, including myself, are like, fuck that shit. Like, no. That I'm afraid that they're going to go easy on her at the reunion because, one, she's clearly already frazzled. She's lost all this weight. Like, so, like I don't feel bad for her because I don't like her as a person. But, like, I feel bad at what's going – like, she's going downhill. Like, it's right. not – she's not healthy. Right. It's not okay. But it's, like, her antics on the show, you're just, like, I can't support you. Like, but just, like, take care of yourself because right. it's not fun when you're, like, doing this. That I feel like they're not going to go that hard on her.
The girls will. I think the boys won't.
Because of those – remember those, like, Thomas and Catherine dancing videos mm-hmm. of last week? It's, like, I think that Thomas literally was, like, telling her, like, you got to go easy on her, like, or else I'm going to make your life a living hell. Like, I feel like but Thomas is going to
throw Naomi her. Will stand up. Mm-hmm. I think Danny has it in her and Chelsea.
Do you think Danny is invited?
At the reunion?
Yeah, I don't know. Because we still don't – they still, this entire season, have not done a regular intro credits yeah. of who is actually on the cast this season. Right. And I think it's because Ashley's not actually a full-time cast member, but she's clearly the most drama of this right, episode. Right. Or this season. But this is – I mean, thank God for this show. Again, fuck you, Bravo, for putting it on Thursdays. It makes our lives more difficult. However, it's a good replacement for Vanderpump.
Agreed.
Okay. Let's, like, discuss Below Deck for just a little bit. We've kind of come to this conclusion that Below Deck is really hard to recap. Because there's so many things that are going on and these charter guests, like, we don't find enough about them. And so it's, like, hard to do. There's, like, the A story, the B story, the C story.
Yeah.
So if you want the overview of it, we'll discuss it here. But if you want, like, the details, listen to Watch What Crappens for those ones. Because they put out, like, detailed hour-and-a-half ones. I don't know how they do it because I find the show very hard to recap.
Right. Well, I mean, so basically it's...
We come back with Captain Sandy last week had yelled at Hannah about her being on the computer while the other girls were doing a shitty service and not bringing her dry toast.
Well, it also, I can see everything just takes longer on that. Mm-hmm. Nothing's convenient. Mm-mm. You have to go all the way down to the galley. Like, right. It's just not. So Hannah walks off crying. Sandy's like, that's the worst breakfast service ever. And breakfast sets the mood for the day. And one piece of toast versus... Well, and then Adam's getting all mad. He's like, oh, I fucked up on one piece of toast and I made 28 meals. Like,
yeah.
Kill me now.
Which I agree with him.
Yeah, no. He's having a hard time this season. Basically, all the guests have been extremely difficult.
Especially this week.
They have a vegan. They have a kosher person. They, I mean, being...
1942 tequila.
I'd be mad. I would be mad about that. If I specifically asked for a certain type of tequila...
Well, she bought it, but apparently there's two different types of 1942.
Still, get it right. I'm paying you $250,000 to go on this.
They are not paying right. $250,000.
It's a lot of money. Let's Google that, actually. Rent a yacht for a couple days.
They only have to pay half of it when they're doing it on this. And I think it's something like less than $100,000. Like, I want to say it's like $60,000 or something.
Can you Google that and I'll keep talking? But no, that would upset me if that was on my preference sheet.
Okay, but here's my real question, right? Like, the people that come on these charters, they're new money. Like, right. They are people that are like, I want to go on TV. Because no respectable – I would go and I respect myself, so respectable. But what I'm saying is, like, if I'm choosing to go on a vacation, it's not to go be filmed on something. No. Like, I'm going to go the Kyle Richards yacht way and not the Below Deck yacht way, right? Because I don't want the camera. So, like, all these people are clearly doing it for some part of, like, fame.
Right.
They want something from it. So it's like, would they really notice the difference? If they said, what is this?
Well, yeah, because it came out of the bottle. Like, they saw the bottle.
Right, but if you didn't see the bottle.
Right. But
would you have noticed the difference? Because, like, honestly, you could serve me pop-off any day and I will drink that shit.
Like, it's my Tito's best. Or Kettle.
Yes, exactly.
But that would upset me. I mean, also, too, like, the Chinese chicken salad. That's a boring lunch. Mm-hmm. I get that like once a week for lunch. That's boring.
Yeah. But also when you have all these different things, it's like I can only do so much.
Right.
Okay. So generally a boat that size around the price range for 7 days is around $150,000.
So I wasn't that far off.
Only so, by but that's for 7 days, though, right? So you think most of these people are doing
$75,000
max? I would say probably with tip included,
right?
Which is still crazy.
That's insane. I'm like, how can I get a Tahoe cabin for like $3,000?
I'm like, does anybody have a spare bedroom?
I'm on Courtney's couch for 3 days. So yeah. But no, I think, you know, Adam's making some good valid points because basically Hannah's totally caught up in Conrad. She's like going
through. And Conrad's caught up in Hannah.
Yeah, they're both not. They're both a little lovesick right now.
Yeah.
Like not as Casey, not as sick as Casey, but she looks like hell.
It's the hair color.
It's that, no, but like her face, it's like. She put on Tanner, but she looks so dead. Like, you can tell she is just out of it.
But it's like, but I'm over her. Like, I want, like, she's the kind of person that she's like, I don't want to date you, but I need you to chase me.
Right.
Like, because Zhao.
Zhao will literally chase anything.
And then Brooke is like the girl that's like, I need the attention and I'll fuck you. But like, you're not going to call me the next day.
I'm a romantic, like the Great Gatsby and my mother. Like,
what a stupid little girl. That's me, Daisy. Daisy Buchanan.
I'm like Snow White in the Seven Dwarfs, and all the dwarves loved me.
She's like, I'm Sleeping Beauty and just need a kiss to wake up, and then I'll have your babies.
Yes. She's it's like, more like she's like, no, I'm sleeping next to you, and I woke up, and I don't know who you are, and now I'm having your baby.
Like, yeah. She's like, you're sleeping and I'm just watching you. Because I'd find you.
Like, Brooke's got to go. But I just, I like Conrad and I think he's like adorable. He's
very charming.
He's so cute. Yeah. Zhao is going to get kicked off eventually.
Yeah, he's
like, got to go. Casey's going to go.
Yeah. But I like the, like, Hannah and Adam dynamic, and I would be pissed, too, if I prepared a dinner and they were 2 hours late. That's the time of the entire five-course dinner.
Yeah. Well, that's not only bullshit. That, it's like your first course is like, it's like, yeah, that's why you're getting fucking salads, because you're late.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to heat up your hot food. Yeah. Enjoy your mac and cheese, bitch.
Yeah.
And I just, I think, like, I also don't like that they, it's like, I'm just trying to collect myself. The problem with this show, too, is, like, they hire these people
that are so green.
That are so green.
Yeah.
But then it's, like, they hire these people for conflict where it's also, like, I get that it makes good TV, but it's also, like, I don't want to watch a guy demean a girl deckhand.
Yeah.
And it's, like, stop hiring the girl deckhand, right? Because every time we complain about the girl deckhand and then she ends up being inside and then we're, like, she's, like, always upset about it. And it's, like, you know what? Just say something then.
Yeah.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Real Housewives of New York. So it starts out with Dorinda using a cane because, you know, she thought she'd get out these sterling silver salt shakers because she never uses them. I was dying.
But it wasn't even that. It's from Amazon. It's $24.99. She said
I thought it was like Richard's like a wedding gift.
No, it was like, well, it could have been, but somebody bought it for $24.99. It's a salt shaker. It's like, you know those, like, peppercorn things?
Yeah.
Like, they showed it. But, yeah, you can get it on Amazon for $24.99.
No, I think it was, like, a nice one that
The picture they showed matched the one on Amazon.
Okay.
So, unless she showed a different picture of a different shaker, which could be, because sometimes what
So, I felt like it was, like, this was my hope for the salt shaker, that it was a wedding gift that someone got her when she married Richard, and it was like real silver and you have to polish it.
And every year she ties one red balloon around it
and
for their anniversary.
If the salt shaker will levitate.
Yeah, and she throws a little over her right shoulder for good luck.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
But I died her walking around in this boot.
Like, she was like, she was so, like you said, like she's like a gangster, right? Like, she's just like mafia, like
broke my foot. I want to be her.
I don't.
Okay.
But I get it. Like, Dorinda's one of my favorites, but, like, they're not making her look that great this season, too, though. Like, I feel like they're trying to, like, imply. Like, I felt like the salt shaker was implying she had been drinking.
Oh, I think she's just, like, very silly and makes, like, dumb mistakes, like myself. Like, Courtney came home
Oh my God, what?
And she's like, why is there sand everywhere?
I was like, did you by chance go to the ocean, like at the beach? Were you in the ocean? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, I couldn't tell with the beach towel that's hanging over my balcony in front and all the sand that's just like, there's like a pound of sand in my shower. I've got another towel hanging over here. And she's like, hi.
At least the last time I was here, I used the wrong face wash that literally will make my my eyes swell shut.
Blames it on allergies again.
Okay. Anyways, so sorry. then basically this episode was everyone's reactions to Luann's arrest. So Carol's mm-hmm. immediate reaction is like, "Oh, she got a DUI." Mm-hmm. And literally Tinsley is in Palm Beach when she finds out about this, and she's like, oh my gosh, Lou, I'm so sorry. Do you want to come over to my mom's for a drink? Talk about it. Even though you got arrested because you were drunk and disorderly and blacked out, tried to kill a cop, came undone in handcuffs, and yeah.
And the judge told you had a drinking problem.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's just another Thursday night for Summer Mary. Guys, if you cross your fingers, that could be Mary after Sir tomorrow night.
Look out for Summer Mary.
Yeah.
But then, okay, so we find out Lou, you know, she immediately pretty much checks herself in. This was the Christmas gift that came, because it happened on Christmas Eve.
Right.
So Lou's in rehab, and, you know, she was just... She was self-medicating, and everyone feels really, really sorry for her. Mm-hmm. Then there's this scene.
Do you feel like there was this part partially for self-reflection? Because, like, all of them are thinking, like, it could have been me. Like, 100% that was just Lou who got too toasted that night, but it literally could have been any of us. Like, they all of a sudden, it was like one of those, like, hit too close to home. Like, I have to reevaluate my life decisions.
Mm-hmm. Well... Okay, yeah. I feel like the question, it's like we just accepted that she got arrested, mm-hmm. but it became worse because, you know, she tried to like, well, what she was saying to the cop, resisting arrest, all this stuff, but like she got arrested because they came up to her hotel room.
She was in a different hotel room. Right. I think she was so fucked up, she literally thought that was her hotel room.
No, exactly. But, and so the cops come. And she's just resisting arrest.
She locked herself in the bathroom.
Right.
And, like, I think she was just so fucked up that she was like, why are they in my room?
Right.
I don't understand what's going on. And she was so blacked out that, like, she couldn't – she just, like – she had her handcuffs on. And she's like, I'm uncomfortable. I'm just going to get out of these.
No, she was – she was pissed and was like, do you know who I am? Like, let me the fuck go. I've done nothing wrong. Like, I'm not –
but that's – I thought she was so fucked up that she, like, didn't even – like, she just was like, where the – how the fuck did I get to this point? Right. Like –
but the fact that she
like even, I'll like, kill you, I don't
got
even care.
To the point to be arrested is insane to think about. And then she, I mean, she just made the situation 1,000 times worse.
For sure.
Yeah.
100%. But yeah, like, but sometimes I think about it and I'm like, okay, if that were me and I was that fucked up, would I just sit there crying or would I also be like, what's happening? Like, get off of me.
Oh no, I would totally obey and like.
You know, I don't know. You'd probably be like, do you know who my dad is?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. 110%. That's worked.
Okay. We also, this was the day, this was like the episode of like Bethany's disgusting skinny jeans.
Wait. Oh. I still have some other things
I want to talk about.
So Ramona and Dorinda are in the car together and... I thought this was so funny because Dorinda was like, yeah, and that Tom, he had a party. And oh, what lowlifes would go to that? And
the I'm camera pans sure to Ramona.
Ramona went to the party.
And yes.
Like, yeah, I did see Tom a few times.
Like the camera just panned to her and you could see like her bug eyes were even buggier. And she's like, oh shit. Do you think, I hope they didn't take any photos because if you took any photos, you'd see my bad extensions. You know it was me.
Yeah.
She's like, was Coco there? Did Coco shit? I don't know.
Yeah, I died.
Yeah, and then Bethany was telling Kevin.
So her poor driver is like the 8th housewife this season. He is, and her counselor, God bless this man. He's better be paid very well to listen to her shit all day.
I feel like Bethany's the type of asshole that would be like, call him at like 3 a.m. and be like, Kevin, I want Chick-fil-A. Come pick me up and let's go get Chick-fil-A. Like, I feel absolutely. Like she'd be like, you have 10 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
So she must
I also well, think though. She has, like, this crazy empire and only, like, 7 employees.
Yeah, because we've seen that one assistant where she's like, hi, yeah, I'm so-and-so from Bethany Frankel's office. Right. Here's some gift cards.
Right.
But I was like, we've seen that girl way too much. So she, what was the girl?
She pays her friends because she can't keep them.
She used and to have.
Her friends are her assistants.
But she used to have that one assistant. Yeah. What was her name? Jill?
She got married.
What was her name? Jen, Jill?
Or Heather?
Gosh, I can't remember.
See her face in my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, it's round.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little heavier.
Wait, I think I might be mixing her up with Tiffany, who's Kathy Griffin's assistant. That's who I'm seeing in my head right now.
Oh, my life on the D-list.
Yeah, my life on the D-list.
Yeah.
But I know the other girl. No, she had blonde hair, and she was getting married.
Remember?
She was cute and super rational. Like, she was...
Yeah.
Jason
Julie.
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 Yes.
Okay, but remember also, too, sorry to sidetrack, remember Bethany's assistant, Nick? He was, like, the chubby guy with glasses, and he had, like, a fro. Like, his hair was just, like, everywhere, and he was, like, horrible.
He didn't last long.
No, he was for, like, Bethany Ever After or something, and he was there at her wedding.
Yes.
I mean, he was entertaining.
And, like, holding her pee bucket. Yeah, like, when she peed wearing her dress.
Yeah, I don't think that was him, but yes, exactly. He was there.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so we go to the skinny girl jean party, and the whole time I was thinking, where is Kyle Richards? We know they were out together that night. She was at the launch party, and they were, like, so funny.
That's from that night?
Yes. That was that night, and I'm so disappointed that Kyle was not on camera.
I wonder if Bethany did. This is what I think happened. I think Bethany had a party, and it was for the cameras, and all those girls came. And then I think they went elsewhere after for, like, the real party.
I mean, I think they always do that, but also we kept on asking, so what's the deal with this jean line? And of course, it's all inclusive for every body type. And I'm like, then why is it called Skinny Girl?
Yeah, no. And I'm sorry. It's literally JNCO jeans. It's like Mariah Carey probably had, like, a tour merchandise line that had all the glitter butterflies because, you know, she loves butterflies. And then she's like, I don't know these. Got rid of them. And then Bethany bought them at, like, wholesale. And she's like, oh, they're great. They're Skinny Girl.
Where are these jeans being sold? She says they're on racks. I don't think they are.
It on racks, like, maybe, like, next to her turkey and salami
you
Skinny
can actually
Girl.
Buy them at Safeway and Ralph. They're next
yes,
to
you know, they have like, sandals.
The Monday like- margarita, or the Skinny Girl margaritas. Then you can get her hummus. I'm waiting for her pretzel line.
Bavarian Skinny Girl pretzels.
Yeah, like.
She's like, they're perfect for Oktoberfest. They're just pictures of pretzels. You can't actually eat them.
You don't eat them.
And then there's one kernel of salt in the bag, so that's the flavor you get.
Oh, my gosh.
They're just so ugly. And then she's got, like, the three-hole punched ones on the side, and it's, like, put together with, like, a shoelace.
Was she even wearing the jeans to the party?
Of course not. She was wearing, like, white jeans or white pants, like, leather pants or something. And I feel like – and we had this conversation with Danny, too, of, like – her saying, like, she's including all these things, like, all these different sizes and whatever. And she had these people up on stage, and I'm like, no, I don't buy it. Like, I don't buy it. You're not including, and I don't think that your shit is in anything. Like, it might be in a Lowman's one.
We need to Google those, too.
Guys, if anybody knows.
Maybe they're at Macy's.
If anybody knows where Skinny Girl jeans are being sold, please send us a photo, a DM. Like, let us know, because
yeah,
I might. And I need to know what the retail value is for them, because I feel like she's like she thinks she's like good American.
Right,
she could do like $170 jeans. It's like that shit is ugly.
Right. Totally ugly. It's the accessories. That's the problem. But then also nobody came to the party. Ramona wasn't invited. Carol's like, I'm still in LA.
Yeah. Carol was so fucking over it.
Tinsley comes.
Durinda in her boot.
Dorinda hobbles in, and then freaking Sonia, who's a vegan, who garbanzo beans, they make me gassy. She's like so open with these waiters. Like,
with everybody.
Stop. Nobody wants to know that you fart.
I'm not like.
And everyone does that, but don't tell people.
I'm not. Sonia needs help. Like she. Oh, wait. Her bed.
The bed scene. Like.
Four pairs of glasses.
Grey Gardens. And all the remotes. There's like...
Three remotes.
Dirty underwear. She's smelling the underwear to see if it's clean.
Like, it's so... It's like... And you could tell, like, they're starting all the reconstruction. Like, most people would be like, okay, I'm going to go stay in a hotel. And she's like, I'm so broke that I have to literally put the painting, like scaffolding stuff over my bed so I can still sleep here. Like, something is like scientifically wrong with her. And I'm actually like, I don't care about Ashley, but like, I worry about Sonia. Because, like, she's going down a deep, dark hole, and it's not going to end well.
Well, John and Madonna are probably there, so.
Yeah, probably. Like, I'm worried. I'm really worried.
Oh, and then I loved the Tinsley goes to the party, and she's like, well, so last year I drank a lot. This year, you know, I've broken up with Tito's, and now I only drink red wine, but if there's no red wine, then I'll have some vodka.
It's like, you know, when you get drunk and you go back to your ex for a night. Yeah. Like, that's exactly Tinsley's relationship with vodka. And we've all been there.
Tito's really does help with a hangover, though. I had, like, a lot of drinks
yesterday. That's what an alcoholic says, Mary. Wait,
and I also had, they gave me for free, it's, like, by that Tesla engineer. It's on Elon Amazon.
Musk?
No, there's some other Tesla engineer that created this hangover like drink that you drink the night before.
Okay.
I drank it and it worked.
What?
Because I did not have, I felt fine today.
Wow. Great.
I gotta Google
it. It could have been the Shake Shack.
No, but that would normally make me feel like more sick.
Oh, okay.
I had like a delicious vanilla milkshake from there, guys.
Okay, so the skinny girl party was like also kind of weird too, because it was like fights were being started. Like Dorinda and Bethany were fighting at the party, but then like 10 minutes later, they're having a conversation about somebody else.
Right.
And it's like
dun, 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 dun. Wait, that's the Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Dorinda compared to Jaws.
Yeah. And she's like using things against you. And I'm like, you guys are just learning this. Like, it's been 10 seasons. Like, Bethany has been, in her own words, an operator since the beginning.
Right, right.
But so,
and then meanwhile at the party, Sonia is trying to eat the seaweed garnish.
What did you think about, like, okay. She's like, oh, I love seaweed. Oh, clams. Oh, shrimp. It's like, I thought you were a vegan.
Yeah.
Like, you can't eat that shit. Yeah. But here's something else. Like, Sonia is so, like, her sexuality is what drives her. Yeah. And, like, hitting on that younger guy.
The fake waiter.
Like, the guy just wanted to be on TV.
Right.
And then he was like, I'd also probably do it for the story. Like, I bet she took him home that night. They fucked in the dust and mites. Ew. And then he left.
No.
And he got stuck in the elevator.
Well, now, also, it's like, your daughter's 18 now. And you're saying you hooked up with a 23 and a 24-year-old.
Like, that's gross.
And he's 26. It's like, you're kind of like, stealing from your daughter at this point.
Well, she's, no. I bet her daughter probably has, like, a serious boyfriend and is, like, this is like the whole thing, the housewives and their daughters, right? You've got like Vicky, you've got Ramona. Like they actually raise these like really intelligent, smart, beautiful women because all of them are always like, I'm not going to be my mom.
Right, right.
I'm not going
to
be my mom.
I actually recently went to Avery's page and she's pretty obsessed with her mom.
Well, I think since the Mario thing, like I really think she took her mom's side.
Right, right.
Like and was not down with Mario.
Agreed, agreed.
Okay, so we get like Bethany and Carol.
Oh, for the hangover.
Yes. She's like, oh my God, Carol, I'm so hungover. It's like, Bethany, nobody gives a shit. You probably got naked at your party, threw your tits out, and thank God we didn't have to see it on camera today.
She's like, my bra was in potato chips. I'm like, you don't even own potato chips.
Yeah. She's like, but they were skinny girl potato chips. And really what they were was
They were baked.
It was a potato skin. And what happened was it was actually like, so I, like, my assistant had one French fry and she left it on the bed and then I put my bra on top of it. And so when I went to grab my bra in the morning, oh my God, I turned over and there was a French fry in it, but it looked like a potato chip because it was so crispy. She's like, skinny girl, skinny girl. And it was, the bra was skinny girl red.
But basically, so Carol just, she keeps her cool. And I also thought their outfits were so different. Like Carol's like wearing cool sweats and then Bethany like shows up in heels and a fur and a hat.
And I was, like, was it this nighttime? This is
so dramatic. Like, there was a gangster mafia vibe. I'm pretty sure it was night. I feel like they were met for dinner. And they just kick off and it's like, so are you upset with me? Bethany says.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol's like, I'm not like upset with you, but
like she just was
you're
upset,
just like so heavy. Like you say like, you're saying like over text message you miss me and that like basically, I don't know, maybe saying our friendship is so different and over. And Carol's like, I'm willing to work on this, but, like, you're going behind my back telling like trying to take my ex-boyfriend on at an expedition, which is just kind of weird to mm-hmm. ask. Mm-hmm. And you're aggressive and dismissive and you're saying all these horrible things and I question his motives and I didn't respond to you and now you're like going off the rails.
Yeah. And I just, like we said, like Bethany has a hard time keeping friends and I think she just doesn't know, like, she doesn't know how to be a friend, and that's Bethany's problem. And so I think when people meet Bethany and they get to be her friend because she, like, almost needs an ally.
Yeah.
But she never gives anything to these people. But, like, but I think, like, Bethany, one of Bethany's love languages is providing. So, like, Bethany thinks, like, if I give you money or if I give you merchandise or if I send you things, like, that's me showing I love you. But, like, what your love languages are for other people don't work for other people. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Carol probably, like, likes quality time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, Carol wants you to spend time with her. And Bethany's like, well, I'm really busy. I'm the busiest person you've ever met in your entire life. Like, literally nobody's busier than me. Nobody.
Well, and also, she can dish it, but she can't take it.
She's 100.
Like, you're being so critical of me, and, like, you're picking on me, and, you know, you just, like, then she always uses, like, I statements, and, like, this is how I'm feeling, and I'm allowed to feel this way.
Do you think she's still going
to that shit?
Do you think she's still going to that therapist that was on her show?
Yeah, with the glasses, yeah.
Dr. like, Ajahn or something.
I don't know. But also, at the same time, she's saying all this, and she's, like, doing her nervous tics, and
I think, and I feel like Carol sees that, and Carol like has her number. She's like, I won.
Yeah.
Like,
and Carol's also just like, I'm not going to get caught up in you, because if I was fighting with Bethany, I could see how I'd get really revved up and caught up in it. And Carol's just like,
I think I'd be more like Carol. Mm, Like, okay. Okay. Mm. And you know, people hate when you say okay. Yeah. It just keeps them going.
Yeah.
And so Sonia's also, so now Sonia's gotten to the point where she's now moving in with Tinsley, where I'm like, Tinsley, you're really fucking rich. Like, you are hiding this wealth. Like, you're hiding this wealth. And maybe it's the Coupon King giving you that money, but
I don't think it is. I think
it's you literally, trust fund. She gives Sonia her own hotel. So she basically rents a hotel room for Sonia.
But this has to be producer lies.
She gives her a hotel, and then she gives her a Louis Vuitton bag with all these essentials in it. And I'm like, what?
Is Louis Vuitton even still in?
Yes. I will always take a Louis Vuitton bag.
I feel like it's more like Goyard.
Okay. I see that. But however, I think Louis Vuitton, if you're going to tell me somebody gave you
Louis Vuitton.
But I'm like, you're telling me if someone gives you a Louis Vuitton, you're like, ugh, I was really hoping for the Goyard. I wish it was
the Goyard monogram.
Like, ugh. No, I would take it.
I would take it.
I also just thought, like, Tinsley's so nice. Like, she's so sweet.
Yeah. She's like, guess what? There are no rules.
Yeah, she's like, here are the rules. I'm not like a regular house guest. I'm a cool house guest.
She's like, take the elevator. You know, if you want to have people over, mm-hmm. use the doorman.
The more the merrier. Yeah. And then I was loving Sonia's. Okay, Sonia's talking head when she's talking about that the friend gave her a fake
story.
Louis.
Her story of trying to return the Louis Vuitton.
I was like, this is so like
classic Sonia.
Classic. Like, she thinks that she's embarrassing her friend, that one that gave her a fake. We're like, no, you're trying to return it for money because you're trying to pay off that $7 million bankruptcy.
I know. God bless her. And then we end the episode
with
Dorinda on the phone with Lou, and she's just like, I cannot believe this all happened. I couldn't take it. There was way too many memories. She went back to all the old places they were hung out at. Like, sometimes when I walk by a place, I'm like, I can't even walk by certain places.
I literally, there are places I like, won't go because I know that my ex knows people, and the couple of times that I've randomly like been in because a friend wants to go, I either run into him or I run into someone that knows him. Yeah. Like, and this is why we don't go to these places. So yeah. She was looking.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she was fishing. Looking. She was fishing for sure. And she's like, you know, I'm not proud of what happened. Like, it was the most horrible part was telling my mother about it.
Could you imagine? It's like because moms aren't mad. They're disappointed.
No, but like a 50-year-old telling your mom you got arrested and went to jail because you were wasted.
Yeah, it's got to be really, really sad.
But, you know, and she's just like, I really need to work on my emotions.
And yeah, I felt bad for her.
She hit rock bottom, but she's thankful for it.
Yeah, I just, I mean, we just know we just know that she's doing better. So I think that's the positive, and knowing that there's like a happy ending, because it was like, remember like that season of like Beverly Hills after like the Russell fiasco, and then we had to like watch that whole season. It was just like very dark.
Right.
It's like, no, we know Lou's okay.
Well, I do think Lou is drinking again.
Oh yeah.
But I think it is okay. She was smart. She went to the rehab, and then she stayed off the booze until she got her final. That was like wrapped up on May 16th.
Yeah.
Now she's back on the sauce.
Yeah. Well, no, and I think she was just using drinking to cope as like a mechanism for like the divorce, for the embarrassment. But I think like with Countess and Friends, it's like really opened up all these doors, and she's literally living her best life now. That like she's drinking for fun.
10 pounds.
Yeah. She's just drinking to have a good time, not drinking to cope with her emotions.
Agreed.
Okay. So I also, that's New York for this week. But I realized, I feel like I've been giving these like weekly show updates of other things you need to watch.
Sure, sure. So I did start Evil Genius, and what?
I mean, right?
I'm only one episode in, I think.
But, like, what?
Yeah,
and no. Just keep going. Just keep going.
There's really only three episodes.
Four.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. You've got three left. You're going to love
it. I'm excited.
So, okay. My recommendation is Younger, which I think I recommended before, but the fifth season just started. I just caught up. The whole four previous seasons are on Hulu, and it's about this 40-year-old who basically was, like, a wife, got divorced, ended up like wanted to get back into publishing, but hadn't worked for 20 years. So she lies about her age. It's on TV Land. It's great.
Okay.
That's my one recommendation. Two, Facebook Watch, which is this platform, like one of the platforms on Facebook of watching original content, has this show, and it's by Funny or Die, and it's called Zach Morris is Trash.
I love Zach Morris.
I am a huge Saved by the Bell fan. Like one of my favorite shows. Like I could tell you literally anything about it.
I have a board game about it.
Oh, with the phone?
No.
Oh.
It was a board game, though, and it has, like, trivia questions.
Oh, like, I could answer every single one of those trivia questions. I love Saved by the Bell so much.
You know, I like to
battle you. We'll do, like, an Instagram Live one day.
Okay.
Like, of us doing that next time, when I'm in San Francisco next time. But so, this is basically just taking all these, like, ridiculous cons that Zach Morris did throughout the time of Saved by the Bell, and I'll be like, remember when Zach Morris fat-shamed a girl, or like, remember when Zach Morris gave Jesse Spano caffeine pills, or like,
got her addicted?
Remember when Zach Morris got like put subliminal messages in the music so that he could have sex with all the girls? And so it's all these like shows just like breaking down. So search Zach Morris is Trash. There's like a bunch of episodes on Facebook that you can see. They are so funny.
I look forward to trying that.
Yes.
Finishing Evil Genius. Mm-hmm. And thing I was doing.
Also, I will say, if you want like a throwback, is I've also was watching Happy Endings, which is a great show, which is also on Hulu.
Okay,
so that's your homework for this week.
See you next Tuesday, June 12th, 9 p.m. at
9 p.m. We cannot wait. We're going to have the best time with you guys.
Can't wait to talk in person. Write us a lovely 5-star review.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll chat soon.
Okay, bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.